Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey folks, before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you all about the brand new Therapy Gecko merch drop that has just commenced on my website, www.therapygecko.com. We have all new designs for hoodies, t-shirts, and stickers just in time for the holidays. And the stuff looks really cool. It's very high quality. I would show it to you, but this is a podcast, so I don't really know how to do that. But you can head to www.therapygecko.com to see for yourself and support the show and get some very cool gecko swag that I personally guarantee you will look very beautiful in. All right, let's do some calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Sancho. I'm from Houston.
Sancho, nice to meet you, man. What's up with you?
Not much. I was really curious. Where do you get your suits dry cleaned?
Sancho, it says here that you. Okay, I saw this and I wanted clarification on it. Okay, because this is gonna be two different kind of calls, potentially. It says here that you knowingly had sex with someone with an STD. Does that mean that you had the STD and had sex with them, or they had the STD and had sex with them?
They had the STD.
Interesting. So did they tell you that they had an STD?
Yeah, you know, We'd met the night before. I really didn't want to spend my Halloween alone and met them on Tinder.
Okay.
And I mean, their phone number, and we ended up hitting it off, and we were on the phone for like 3 or 4 hours until like 3 or 4 a.m. And I was like, this is awesome. I'm really excited to meet this person. So I decided to invite them over and like carve some pumpkins and watch some Halloween movies and shit with them, for Halloween. And on their drive over, they were like 30 minutes and they were like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm like responsible to tell you that I am herpes positive.
Okay. How did you react when she told you that?
You know, I really try to keep an open mind. I thought a lot that, like, you know what, if I was in her position, like, I would feel like a sexual object if this guy denied me to spend time with him. Like, what means that we have this, like, sexual connotation to us spending time together?
Okay.
So, yeah, I wanted to keep an open mind, you know. I didn't want to make her feel diseased. So, okay. No, we continued to make plans. She was awesome.
Okay. So I think that's fair. You like this girl. You wanted to spend time with her. You weren't even having sex in the equation, and so you guys continued to make plans. And then at what point did things start to become sexual? And at that point, what made you overlook the STD?
I did a little bit of research before, and it said that like the likelihood of contracting herpes if you're wearing protection is low. So I thought it was fine. And
okay.
I think I seek out validation and like physical touch and pleasing other people like too much, like it's become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I was willing to overlook it.
Well, I have a couple questions. First, when you say that you seek validation in physical touch and in pleasing other people, in what way did that factor into this situation?
I really didn't want to spend Halloween night alone. And I've been kind of going through this past couple of months since I got in a really big breakup with someone I've been with for over a year and a half, kind of having multiple partners per week. And I recognize that I'm not catering to my mental health, like, at all. And I keep cutting people off, and then I get so unsatisfied with being alone. And I struggle with being alone.
So, to you, you were craving physical intimacy to a degree that you were willing to overlook potentially getting an STD. And by the way, I don't know how herpes works, and I don't know what that likelihood is. So I'm uninformed about this particular situation. But
yeah, apparently it's fine with protection. You can just, there's like a small risk, like if the condom breaks.
Okay.
But I'll take that risk for like a lifetime of having this.
What were your chances when you looked it up? What was the percentage?
Actually, like, really low. Like 90%, like it's like a 10.5%
chance. 10%
chance. Fact check that.
Do you have it for do you have it for we do, we have to fact check that. We have no idea. But do you have it forever if you get it? I guess I don't, that it would also be a thing, like, that we'd have to fact check.
Yeah, there's no cure.
You have it forever.
Yeah, forever.
Okay. Well, all this shit is besides the point. Okay, you're feeling lonely. You're craving validation through physical touch. Did you, once you got that validation, that physical touch that you were looking for, did it help the loneliness at all?
Yeah, I mean, I guess temporarily.
Right. Did it help it in any meaningful long-term way?
No, not at all.
What do you think would solve that issue in a long-term way?
You know, I'm going to start going to therapy tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want to find the root of this. I think it's like some childhood. You know what? Do you want to hear my Elvis impression? I have a really good Elvis impression.
Is your Elvis impression related to what you were about? What you is your Elvis
Absolutely
impression
not.
In any way, shape, or form related to this?
No, not at all. But I
no, then I don't want to. I don't want to hear it right now. Unless if you don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, I'm okay with talking about it.
Okay, I mean, you don't have to. You sound like you don't want to. That's why you brought up doing an Elvis.
No. I want to keep talking about it.
Why did you bring up? Are you looking at the chat right now?
No, not at all.
Why did you bring up doing an Elvis impression?
I have a really good Elvis impression.
Why did you bring up doing an Elvis impression?
You know, I think there is some root contribution of my love for Elvis and my desire to be Elvis and this romanticization of he got all the women that he wanted, and I guess I want to be Elvis. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of the
lonely. Sancho, I hate this. Sancho, please stop. Please stop. Okay, so you're gonna go to therapy tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to therapy tomorrow.
Okay. How many That's good. It's good that you're taking some kind of initiative to deal with this.
Yeah. I think so.
What's your name? Sancho, is there anything? Did you get tested for herpes afterwards?
No, I haven't.
You haven't gotten tested? Sancho, did you have sex with anyone before getting tested for herpes? Sancho, go get tested for herpes, man.
Yeah,
sitting
I
here
think
on
so.
The Sancho, you're sitting here on the phone trying to do a gecko, trying to do an Elvis impression for a gecko. Right now.
Right.
You should go get tested.
I'm not
herpes.
Trying. It's a really good impression.
Okay.
I know. I should. All right.
Sancho, is there anything else you want to say to the people of the computer before we go?
Yeah, I have a question, Gek. If I started Twitch streaming in a fish costume and I labeled myself as the well-being fish, would you sue me for stealing your image? Or maybe that would encourage you to have me on your show?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would do either of those two things. I probably wouldn't do anything in response to that.
Really? You don't? What would be the first step in becoming the wealth bitch?
Thank you very much for calling, Sancho. I'll talk to you soon. It actually wasn't that bad of an Elvis impression. I don't really know. I mean, I've listened to Hound Dog and Viva Las Vegas, but I guess in his, like, I haven't, like, listened to any interviews with him. I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know exactly what he says. So I don't have a great frame of reference, but for the frame of reference I do have, it wasn't that bad. Is spontaneously doing Elvis impressions just maybe a symptom of herpes? Let's fact check that too. I'm not sure it's true. There's no basis in it. But I'm just saying, while we fact check things, let's fact check that as well.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hello?
How's it going?
Josh, you have been on the line. You've been on hold for 3 hours.
Yeah, just about.
What have you been doing while you've been on hold for 3 hours?
Honestly, funny enough, well, I've been listening to you and playing this game called Vampire Survivors. I just got really into.
It says here that you wanted to call in because you're a vampire rapper and you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, so that's why it was funny I was playing that game.
How does one become a vampire rapper?
Well, first, I became a vampire, and then the rapper thing just kind of followed that.
I was wondering which one was first. Well, a vampire rap. Well, actually, I'm thinking here, it would make kind of more sense for you to become a rapper first, and then become a vampire because, you're a vampire rapper, not a rapper vampire. The second thing is like the main thing, right? Like you are a rapper, and vampire is the type of rapper you are. Whereas if you were by trade a vampire, but you are a rapping... Do you know what I'm saying right now?
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense, actually.
Well, actually, the truth is none of this makes sense, but we're going to roll with it anyway. What is a vampire rapper?
I am a rapper. I started making music in, like, 2017, and I mostly rap about vampire shenanigans.
How did you get into, like, okay, so walk me through this. You are a vampire, or you just fuck with vampires?
I fuck with vampires heavily. If I could be a vampire, I would be. And as far as it goes, you know what? I'm just going to say I am a vampire.
Yeah, I'm thinking back. Well, I don't know why I asked you if you're a vampire, because vampires aren't real, but I don't know if maybe you... Like, I mean, who am I? Fuck me. Who am I to say who's real and who's not? If you say you are something, I'm not going to be.
I mean, people give names to monsters. Monsters can be a lot of things throughout history. Vampires have always been in history throughout every culture, you know, some kind of vampire or another. So I feel like it's a staple throughout history and society.
Why? A vampire. You say that if you could be one, you would be one. I don't think I would say the same, but why would you choose to be a vampire as opposed to a human?
Wouldn't you want to live forever? Be young forever?
No, I don't want to fucking live forever. This is horrible. That was a very vampire laugh.
Well, it hasn't been the best for me lately, but at the same time, I'd kick it a little bit longer.
See, this is even more interesting to me. Your life, according to you, hasn't even been good, and yet you want to live it forever.
I mean, I've never really been, like, a religious person, right? I'm not convinced there's something after death. Mm-hmm. And I do enjoy life. I always have. Even when it gets shitty. But I don't want to let it go. So maybe it's like a death complex thing.
You're like reverse suicidal.
I mean, maybe you could say that. When I was younger, I used to be more on the opposite of that. Very suicidal. And
okay.
Maybe I'm trying to hold on to life or trying to get more out of it.
I like that. What do you... Okay, tell me this. In living forever, what could you do that you can't just do right now?
Honestly, just the biggest thing is I feel like I'm wasting time when I'm just spending time doing stuff that I want to do, like playing video games or listening to the gecko talk. Lately, I've been, like, you know, listening to podcasts when I do the dishes, something that I feel like I'm doing something productive while I'm listening to stuff. Mm-hmm. I wish I had all the time in the world that I could just not worry about life slipping away.
Well, okay, this is why I'm asking. So life is slipping away on a secondly basis. What do you want to do with it? Life's only valuable because you decide to wake up and get out of bed and do anything, or, you know, at least look at stuff, at least feel alive. Like, what do you intend to do with this life? Or desire to do.
I have a few
goals.
You can't
just do right now. Please, let me hear the goals.
I'm working on them right now, but one, I want to be happy, which I feel like I am a lot of days, but not every day. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I wake up happy, and I just want to get out of bed. And I was actually listening to your podcast with Baby No Money the other day. Mm. And he said something that, when people ask him what it's like to do what he does, he tells them that he can't wait to get out of bed every day. And I used to be like that. But lately, I've been wanting to sleep an extra hour, as long as I can before I like get up to go to work. And I miss wanting to like wake up to take like the day and fucking like seize it.
What do you think changed between now and when you used to wake up wanting to seize the day?
Honestly, a lot. A lot has changed. I don't know exactly what it is. I'm a father. I'm a young father. I had my daughter when I was 17, and I'm 24 now, so she's 7 years old. Having to grow up to be responsible for that's a whole other, you know, beast on its own. But at the same time, like, my daughter is one of the reasons that I remembered why I wanted to get out of bed in the morning. But I've been working a lot more lately. I switched my job. That was part of, like, what I put in the call notes. I didn't really switch my job. I kind of lost my job at the place I was working at, and I really loved my job. And it's a lot different working, like, for a corporate business versus working for someone that you, like, personally know. You feel more expendable. I'm talking a lot more.
Well, no, I mean, you're a lot more than... it's funny, because I came into this thinking that I was going to learn about vampires and rappers, but I'm learning more about Josh.
I'm glad to hear that.
So tell me these goals that you have. You want to wake up happy. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a goal.
That's a good thesis.
That's a good thesis. When's the last time you woke up happy?
Like, probably, well, I mean, this morning I didn't wake up sad, but I still slept in for a while. I work at Spirit Halloween now, and we just, I don't know if you know what that is. It's like a Halloween store.
Yeah.
So we're like seasonal. So at the end of the season, we have to like pack up all the walls and put them in trucks and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like really heavy walls. And I closed down like 3 different stores this year. So I've been like tired, and this is my first like week off in a minute. So I just kind of slept in this morning a little bit, and that was good. But I remember last week specifically, I did wake up and just like wanted to get the day going and got out of bed, like had some coffee, and that was refreshing.
When you did your interview for Spirit Halloween, did you mention the rapping vampire stuff? Because I feel like that would have been the thing that sealed the deal.
I started rapping as a vampire like the first year after I started to work at Spirit, actually.
The chicken came before the egg.
Yeah, in that case. But then that led into like my next job. The thing that I just kind of lost was my first boss at Spirit Halloween. She like stopped working at Spirit that year and went to go open this oddity shop. And she like called her team from Spirit and was like, "Who wants to come help me set this up?" And I like showed up to help paint the walls and everything and like help get the
shop already.
So you
were working selling selling teeth and skulls and shit.
Well, yeah, that's what it turned into. I like got my foot in the door there, and then she really liked me, my boss, and I just like stuck around and started working there. And yeah, that turned into human skeletons. Like, we had a face in a jar for a long time. We called her Miss Jackson.
I love that you like the hierarchy is that you go if you get really good at selling fake faces and fake skeletons and shit, you graduate to getting to sell real ones.
I always thought that was the irony of my life, that I went from selling like fake skeletons to selling real ones.
And then you recently got let go from the reality shop.
Yes, sadly. I mean, like, it's a really niche subject to open a shop on, and like our location in Pennsylvania isn't the most poppin', so just like the hours weren't really there, And it's really sad. I mean, I absolutely loved it there. And I know my boss would keep me if she could, but she just can't really afford it. So that's a whole other kind of sad thing. But honestly, what I learned working there is so much more. I really am going to take this stuff with me for the rest of my life. And honestly, I met the person that got me in the studio for the first time at working at the oddity shop. It was my boss's cousin came in, and he was like a metalhead and is like in a band and is a professional musician and shit. And I told him I was a rapper and showed him some of my stuff. And he was like, I got to get you in the studio. So that's how I like went from recording in my bedroom to recording in like a real studio. I had my first like live show through people I met there. So like everything's kind of been progressing since like I first started my first job at Spirit.
So Josh, what are you going to do now that you have been let go from the oddity shop? What is your next step?
So that's kind of the thing I called about. So Spirit is owned by Spencer's, and someone at Spencer's wanted me to go be like an assistant manager at Spencer's. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm falling back on. I already like submitted
pretty
my application.
Pretty goddamn close to the oddity shop in genre,
yeah,
of place. There are some oddities there.
The main thing that I'm kind of like iffy about is I've been like the only job I ever really worked was retail. I worked retail for like the past 5 years. It was definitely different when I didn't work for such like a corporate thing, and it was more like a, you know, like a brick and mortar place. And I'm not sure if I want to keep doing retail.
What would you like to do?
I want to move somewhere a little bit warmer, maybe like somewhere by a beach, or that's like an hour drive from a beach. And I want to keep focusing on music. Like, I really love making music and music videos. And I remember I was happiest when I was just making music videos. And I would try to make one a month and make sure I got it out by like the end of the month. And it kept me on like a really good schedule, and like I had this work ethic that like I felt like I was working for myself. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this real quick. You know, usually my personal, yeah, feelings on this stuff, it gets a little wonky when you have a kid. Because if you didn't have a kid, I'd be like, go. Because if you didn't have a kid, you could just go be homeless on a beach and pick up like food that washes into the sand and then make your music, and you'd be fucking fine. You know, you can do that. It's a beautiful life.
I think about that shit a lot, and it's
a beautiful life.
It's
but
one thing
but,
that's kept
but,
me from moving.
But you have a child, and so you do have a degree of responsibility here to, you know, take care of the child. So what? How has it been in fulfilling that responsibility?
I'm not doing bad. I live with my girlfriend and my daughter in our own apartment. I'm able to afford it, but I'm only able really to afford it because we both work jobs. So that's definitely something that, you know, I need to. That's kind of why I already signed up for the Spencer's, because, you know, I need a paycheck still. That's more than just what I'm getting from music right now.
Okay.
But,
so,
you know, ideally I'd like to live a life where I just don't have to work a retail position anymore. Or if I did, it wouldn't be like every day of the week. It'd be like part-time, and then also focus on like art stuff.
So Josh, I mean, I'll tell you this. I do believe, I mean, you have an extra cog in the machine here in the fact that you have a daughter, but I do believe that you can find a balance between these three pillars of your life. The job that you need to work to make money, the child that you need to support and spend time with, and the musical career that you need to pursue.
Just staying happy.
Do you believe if you find harmony between those three things that you will be happy?
Absolutely. I think that's my main goal out of life.
Now let me throw you this one. Do you believe that in the mere pursuit of harmony between those three things, you can be happy? Because if you're not happy on the journey, you ain't gonna be happy at the destination.
Yeah, I can at least definitely have some good days in between, and that's what I'm working on is waking up happier on the pursuit,
good,
as well as the destination. You know,
good. And it's never gonna be perfect. I'm trying on a bunch of shit myself, and It's never perfect, you know. Sometimes you gotta ride the roller coaster, and you might just be wired in some fucking way where, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe this is a dangerous thing to say, but you know, you might be wired in some way where your depression is inevitable, but also your happiness is inevitable, and you just have to take the yin and yang of life for whatever way it is. You know what I'm saying?
I do get exactly what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense. You say you're not a real therapist, but some stuff gets through.
By the way, before we go, do you have a Connect at Spirit Halloween that I can start doing my gecko costumes at so I can finally make some money off of this shit?
Yeah, I'll text my district manager for you.
Okay, beautiful. Josh, is there anything else you want to say to the people at the computer before we go?
I found you on TikTok a couple months ago. I've been watching the YouTube videos, listening to the podcast. I really like your stuff. This is my first time actually calling in, so I'm glad I got through. But check me out on Spotify or check out my YouTube videos. You can
all right,
find me
not
by
so fast, not so fast, not so fast,
higher.
Not so fast. You rap for us right now. I want to hear a rap.
All right.
Do you free? Hold on.
What
do you
freestyle
want to hear? Or do you freestyle or do you just do songs?
I used to freestyle. I just write my stuff lately though.
Would you freestyle right now or is that too much?
Oh God. No, you're gonna have to check me out.
All right, spit us some bars.
Do you want to hear my, I have a song that has like 500,000 plays. Do you want to hear that one?
I'll hear like, let's hear the first verse of it.
I'm just going to do something else. My latest vampire bars were something like, you keep squirming, it's no wonder why my teeth hurting. I keep slurping till there's nothing left to bleed from you, nothing left to see, and there's nothing left of me either. I'm peace certain that I think it's time to leave with you, packing up your things, and it's time to rest in peace with you. But that was the end of the song.
That was pretty spooky.
You made me too nervous.
Vampires, the number 4 higher.
Yes, what? Thank you for remembering.
Thank you for calling, Josh.
Love you, Get.
Take care, brother. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Carson.
Carson, it says here that you are with Tiffany, your girlfriend.
Tiffany. That's correct. Yes, sir.
Tiffany, you there?
Hi.
How are you, Tiffany?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Can I bring up what it says that you guys wanted to talk about? Or do you guys want to tell me?
Yes, sir. You can bring it up.
All right. It says here that you want to discuss you guys reconciling after Tiffany cheated on Carson.
Yes, sir. I got a little drunk. Did some stuff I should not have done and cheated on him, sadly. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, Carson?
I mean, I'm kind of pissed. And, you know, if she wasn't, I kind of want to, like, break up. But we have a lease together and, you know, responsibilities and bills and shit to pay. So, I don't know how to really, but I just found out today. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
You just found this out today?
Yes, sir. Yesterday, okay. She came up to me and was like, I got something to tell you because it happened last night. Yeah. So
Tiffany, this happened last night?
Yes, sir, it did.
Okay, how long have you guys been together for?
3 years.
So, I mean, Tiffany, what kind of inspired you to do what you did?
Guess I just get attracted to other people at times when I've been drinking and doing some stuff I shouldn't have been doing, and sadly, a little bit of some powder, which is just found in our local bars around here.
You said power? What is it about power that you said?
No, powder. She's talking about
powder.
Cocaine.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's her you think I should get to sleep with another girl, right? That makes it even, right? Then we go about our day.
Is that something that you guys have been discussing?
No. That just came off the top of my head just now.
Yeah, that did just come off the top of your head. Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I don't have any. I mean, what do you think about that, Tiffany?
Well, personally, I do not think that two rights or two wrongs make a right. What's the saying?
You don't. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, so I don't really agree with it, but well, if that would make him feel better and stay with me, then.
What about money?
Tiffany, what about money?
Yeah, I'm not kidding, Tiffany. No, I'm just kidding. No, you don't.
Okay. All right. Everyone, calm down. Everyone, calm down for a second. Okay. Carson, tell me honestly, if anything, the answer could be nothing. What, if anything, do you truly feel Tiffany could do to get back into your good graces?
I guess give me the lock code to her phone and just promise it won't happen again, if we're being honest. Yeah.
You want the lock code to her phone?
Maybe not that. Okay. We can just look past it and move on. Yeah. That's probably the best idea.
You want to look past it and move on?
Yeah. But if it happens again, you know, then she's out the door, right?
Tiffany, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Tiffany, is this the first time this has happened in the 3-year relationship?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I feel terrible about it.
And you guys share a lease together?
Yes, we do.
This is my first time.
How long has that been a thing?
Going on 8 months now.
Okay. So let me ask you something.
Long time for my first time.
I'm going to ask both of you guys this question. By the way, just real, you guys aren't fucking with me right now, are you?
No.
No,
like you would tell, like you would tell me the truth if you guys were.
No, I would go to a real counselor, honey. Well, you are a real counselor. I would go to like a,
I'm not,
you know, marriage counselor or some shit if we had money. But yeah, no.
Wait, so you would go to a real marriage counselor if it was if you were fucking with me?
No. Wait, if, I don't understand. No,
if we
I
were
had money,
rich.
Yeah, if I had money, I would be right. going. I would go to like a marriage counselor.
All right, I'm gonna ask both of you guys the same question. Carson, tell me, in these past 3 years and currently, what kinds of thing, what this relationship as a whole, has it been a positive force in your life? And if so, in what way has it been a positive force in your life?
You asked that to Carson, right?
Yeah, I'm probably,
I mean, it's been positive. It's been positive in my life, I think, in our life together, I should say. Yeah, you know, we've got our own place, got a little dog, no kids, luckily, but, you know, that's not what she wants, so who knows about that. But yeah, no, I think overall it's been very positive. Yeah.
Okay. Tiffany, how do you feel? Do you believe that the relationship has been a positive force in your life?
Absolutely. He has made me grow as a person and made me become a better person. I feel very guilty for what I did.
Why would you be chuckling then? Oh, that's fucked up. She doesn't understand the gravity of it. She doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens whenever you get a little bit too drunk, but...
Yeah.
I will forever feel guilty and just continue to ask for forgiveness from the good dear Lord.
I don't know if the forgiveness is in the hands of the Lord here, but...
Yeah, I forgive you, though. That's it's all good. I'll forgive you.
Thank you, babe.
Okay, cool. Well, I guess we settled that.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, I don't think none of my friends could have helped me more than you could have. So
beautiful. Is there anything you guys want to say to the people at the computer before we go?
On the computer. We love you, computer people.
We love every one of you, and thank you for your help.
I think you guys have a good night.
I'm getting a divorce.
All right, that was totally fake, right? That was a fake, stupid waste of time. You know, it's fine. Normally, I don't care about the fake calls, but that was pretty annoying. I don't know. That was really... I guess hopefully it was fake. But then again... Actually, hold on. I do have an important... detail to reveal about that call that might change everyone's perspective on it. Both of them are from Florida. So maybe it was real.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hello? Is this the Gek?
Yeah, who is this?
Hello? Hi, this is Chase.
How are you doing, Chase?
I'm all right. How are you, Lyle?
Chase, it says here that you're a triplet, and you believe that your two brothers do not respect you.
That's true.
Why do you feel like they don't respect you?
I've kind of always felt like that. Sort of like they were. Yeah, it's hard to. I feel like it always kind of comes off like I'm like they're. It's just, you know, it's just how brothers are. But I don't know. I've always felt like they were sort of like my bullies growing up. And when we got older, not so much like them directly, but more so like their friends, and they sort of encouraged it. And anytime I've brought that up, they kind of just ignore it. And kind of just in general, I just think that they don't respect me, you know? They just, yeah.
Have they always not respected you throughout your life?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, yeah.
So, do they how, like, often do you really even see them?
So, I'm 28, so I haven't, no, I don't, they live in different states now. I don't see them that often. It's mostly just for holidays. But like, you know, yeah, I definitely, like, I feel like I don't really want a relationship with them. And in many ways, I don't really, like, I don't talk to them at all, really. But I do see them at the holidays. Kind of why I'm calling is, you know, I have to see them coming up soon for Thanksgiving. Yeah, and I feel like oftentimes, I feel like it should be easy to just ignore them and kind of, you know, do my own thing. But then if they, you know, if one of them just kind of tries to have even just a casual conversation, like it can turn into a fight, like a really stupid fight. And even then, like, I just don't really want to talk to them in general. But then I kind of come off like the asshole, because I'm like brushing them off or ignoring them or whatever. And I just feel like I don't really know the right way to handle it.
Let me ask you this. Do you respect them?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess probably not, because I feel like they bullied me, you know, and like they never, like I said, like anytime like I've brought that up, like they've just kind of brushed that off. Like they don't even really acknowledge that like, yeah, that like this is the way I feel. Like they just don't really care. So I guess, yeah, I guess I certainly, I mean, I can't really respect that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So is this an issue for you at all outside of just the holidays? Like, is this some kind of macro thing that just bothers you, or is it mainly an issue regarding the holidays?
I think that it's most, I guess I have to deal with it most, like mostly, yeah, like during the holidays. And yeah, just like any other time that I have to like kind of, you know, be around them, you know, around like family with them.
So, you know,
which is mostly holidays, yeah.
the relationships are tough because you have no control over them. You only have, well, you have, I'm not going to say you don't have no control. You have the 50% of control. You have your half. There's no point in us talking about what you feel as though your brothers may owe you, or how we feel like they should be, or how we wish they would be, or any of that shit. It's not, you know, especially now, considering that you've told me that you've even expressed to them your issues, because that's part of what's in your control, right? Is to express the issues you have, and you've done that, and they haven't been receptive.
Yeah, so, I've tried.
So, okay. Now, I feel like we're looking at, all right, what are our options? What can we do on our end to achieve the objective, which now maybe... Well, actually, I don't know. I don't want to assume anything. What is the objective? Is the objective to attempt to build a better relationship with them? Or is the objective to get through the damn holidays without fighting? How would you describe the objective?
I think that I'm not interested in building any kind of relationship with them, at least at this point. So yeah, probably the latter. Probably yeah, just kind of like getting through the holidays without fighting with them.
All right. So the objective is to get through the holidays without fighting them. You say that sometimes you try to talk to them and it ends up in a fight. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In those situations where you talk to them and it ends up in a fight, what degree of that ending up in a fight can you take responsibility for? Like, if they make a comment to you that's unsavory, do you fight back with a comment of your own?
Yeah, I think if I'm really being fair, probably 50%.
Okay. So, like, if we took our own ego out of it, and we were just like, I just want to pick the path that leads to the path of least resistance, we'll call it. What path mm-hmm. leads to the least amount of conflict? Even if that path involves me sitting there and, quote, taking it when my brother says something annoying to me about my life, I will withstand that. For the sake of the greater good, the sake of my greater objective, which is to not engage in conflict. And actually, to not sit there and take it, to throw an insult back, would, even if it feels good in the moment, be a detriment to my own goals. And so it's not the best thing for me to do. So, think about that. Next time you are in a casual conversation, and just be mindful of, like, this is my personal objective is to get through this without any conflict. What is the best way to do that? Not what is emotionally fueling my choices right now. Because if you're based off of what's emotionally fueling your choices right now, you're going to make choices that are going to result in conflict. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
What do you think about that?
I think you're right. I'm definitely going to try to take that path, to think about that throughout the next couple weeks, rest of the year, moving beyond in general. I think, though, oftentimes, like you said, I think, separating, taking your ego away from it, I think in many ways, I think my ego does kind of overtake me. And I think I just can't help myself but to kind of say something. And I think that, like, not saying something is going to let them win.
Well, let me give you a different... I have to bring up a different perspective on that. This idea of letting them win. What if we phrased it like this? Mm-hmm. Tell me honestly. Is your objective... honestly, to get through this without any conflict?
Look, if you want to stick it to them and that's your objective, you can tell me. Like, what really is in your heart to want to do over the holidays? What do you genuinely desire? Do you genuinely desire peace?
I think at one point in my life, I would have told you, yeah, I want to stick it to them. At this point, no, I'm done. I've tried sticking it to them. I've tried everything. I've tried ignoring them, and I don't know anymore. I don't know what to do anymore. I just want to get through it without causing any problems.
All right, you're 28 years old. You've tried as hard as you can to make up with them. You've stuck it to them. You're tired now. You love your mom and your rest of your family. That's why you show up for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And so your objective, and I'm asking, this is a question. Your objective is peace, truly.
Yeah.
Okay. So you win if there is peace. That's your win condition.
I guess I'm kind of regretting the winning freak, because I don't even really look at it as like I'm winning as much as just.
Well, no, we can. Yeah, I mean, look.
We can stay in that.
Here's the thing. We can stay in that idea. You win if there's peace.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because I just don't want it to. Like, I'm not trying to. Like, it's not like I'm trying to like beat them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like.
No. You're not trying.
You're not trying to.
This is not a. This is not a win over any of them. You were not going after peace to stick it to them. You were going after peace as a win for yourself.
My own
correct?
Victory.
Is your own victory, and
when
you're engaged, and so when you're talking to your brother, and he says some shit that pisses you off, and you wanna hurl something back at him. Because you don't want to let him win. What you're actually doing is you don't let him win when you take the ultimate step back and you go, let me throw my ego out of it. Let me throw the idea of letting anyone win out of it. And I just go, I have my own personal objective for nobody else but me of having peace this weekend because I love my family. And I'm going to take the steps and the actions required to achieve that objective because that's what winning looks like for me. And so in that moment, you choose to let it slide. Because if this person is, this is like some, I forget, some Stoic philosopher said some shit about, letting people win is actually when you allow them to manipulate you emotionally. And so if you allow your brother to make you upset to the point where it influences your actions and you say something back, that is letting him win. When you hold true to your ultimate objective, which is to keep the peace, that is when you win. And that's not a game you're playing with anyone else but yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does. I like that. Thank you.
Are they bigger than you? Can they overpower you physically?
No. I mean, that's not really like a, it's never really been like that, you know? It's never really been like a physical, like they beat me up thing.
Have you seen their penises?
No.
What do you mean, no? They're your brothers. You lived.
I mean, I guess probably when I was very young. Like, I'm a triplet.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, we literally took baseball.
Okay,
all right,
so you've seen, you've seen their penises. You've seen their penises.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have a bigger penis than they do?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, all right. So if all the Stoic philosophy crap doesn't work for you, then, you know, there's that, too.
That's true. That's a good point. Thanks, Gek.
Thanks for calling, Chase.
Thank you, Gek.
Hey, folks. It's the end of the episode, and I wanted to talk to you about something real quick. It's not an ad. Well, I guess it's kind of an ad, but just hear me out. Sometimes I put excerpts at the end of the podcast from my street interviews that I've done on my YouTube channel. And today, I just uploaded a video on my channel that is probably my favorite thing I've ever made. It's a really fun, really weird, really wild vlog that I filmed back in June from a trip I took to Guatemala completely alone. I went there to wander around the streets by myself in full gecko attire, just to see what would happen, see who I could talk to, and I got into a lot of weird situations. I interviewed the workers of a Guatemalan McDonald's, a guy invited me into his house to eat bread made out of shit, I talked to an expat that was running from the FBI, and all of this was very spontaneous and not planned, and just happened as a result of me putting myself out there and walking around as a gecko just to see what would happen. So I'm going to play a clip from it real quick. And if this video sounds interesting to you, you can watch the full thing on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LyleForever. The title of the video is Going to a Foreign Country Alone as a Gecko. All right, here's the clip.
So is running from the FBI easier than you expected it to be?
Oh, yeah. No, they have no jurisdiction. And I changed my name. I changed, like, my identity.
So you were caught with 5 kilograms of cocaine.
No. They caught me with way more. But I could only grab 5 kilograms.
Okay.
Before I got out of the States.
What was your life like before you came here?
Terrible, bro. I was selling kilograms of cocaine.
Yes.
You know, so you went wrong somewhere when you're doing that in life, you know.
I was smart enough.
Like a thing right off of hooker's ass, you know. At that moment, I had a spiritual experience, and I went all the way back to when I was a child, and I, you know, got back in my body, and I was staring at a butthole. We found out later there was a little LSD in the cocaine.
Ah.
Yeah.
What is your relationship with drugs like now?
Smoke a lot of weed, ayahuasca, ceremonially, DMT, casually.
I'm probably gonna blur your face with all this stuff.
With the FBI stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wanted them to see it.
Yeah, that whole interview was, pretty interesting. So again, if you want to watch the full vlog of my weird solo adventure through Guatemala, you can go to youtube.com/LyleForever, LyleForever. The title of the video is Going to a Foreign Country Alone as a Gecko. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.